Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. Leading off today, Apple has released macOS Big Sur 11.2.1 to the general public. This update brings a bug fix for MacBook Pro users and some important security fixes as well. It comes after the release of macOS Big Sur 11.2 last week. First and foremost, Apple says that macOS Big Sur 11.2.1 should fix an issue that prevented some 2016 and 2017 MacBook Pro models from being able to charge past 1%. But Apple has also launched a new support program offering 2016 and 2017 MacBook Pro users free battery replacements if they suffer from this problem. Apple also says that macOS Big Sur 11.2.1, as well as new supplemental updates for Catalina 10.15.7 and Mojave 10.14.6, include important security fixes. This includes patching a pseudo bug that was first reported last week. The pseudo bug would have allowed an ordinary user to gain root access to a Mac, though an attacker would also need to combine with malware or a brute force attack to gain user access in the first place. This vulnerability has been patched in this week's update to macOS Big Sur, Catalina, and Mojave. The updates to macOS Catalina and Big Sur also include two other security fixes for vulnerabilities related to the Intel graphics system. You can update your Mac today by going to the System Preferences app and looking for the Software Update menu, and we recommend updating it as soon as possible given these important security fixes. In other news, a new report from Reuters, citing data from Counterpoint Research, claims that the iPhone 12 mini accounted for just 5% of total iPhone 12 sales during the first half of January in the United States. This is only the latest report in a growing catalog of data suggesting weaker than expected demand for the iPhone 12 mini. The report also includes comments from JP Morgan analyst William Yang, who speculated that Apple could stop production of the iPhone 12 mini during the second quarter of this year. This would not mean that Apple would stop selling the device, but instead it would sell units that it had already produced and hadn't yet sold. The JP Morgan analyst explains that what we're seeing with the iPhone 12 mini is also indicative of the smartphone market as a whole, where screens under 6 inches now account for around 10% share of all smartphones sold. This is a major change to the data compared to what we were seeing just a few years ago. But despite the iPhone 12 mini sales potentially being weaker than expected, analysts have also said that sales of the iPhone 12 lineup as a whole have been higher than expected, driven by strong demand for the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max. But of course, Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its products, let alone specific breakdowns for different variants within overall product categories. So this means we'll never know how many iPhone 12 mini units Apple has actually sold in comparison to the rest of the iPhone 12 lineup. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking application with market prices, news, and price alerts. There's support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, Siri, and iCloud Sync. Privacy is at the forefront of CryptoPro, with support for Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support to protect your information. 9to5Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync from exchanges and wallets, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Just hit the link in the show notes below and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month and help support 9to5Mac daily. Rounding out today, we've got a pair of Apple TV stories. Last week, YouTube announced that it would soon discontinue its third-generation Apple TV application starting in March. Now, the CBS All Access channel is also being removed from the third-gen Apple TV, as the streaming service transitions to Paramount Plus. CBS says that starting on March 4th, CBS All Access will no longer be available for the older Apple TV. This coincides with the rebranding of CBS All Access to Paramount Plus. So you'll be able to watch Paramount Plus on the Apple TV 4K, the Apple TV HD, an iPhone, or an iPad. But to watch the new streaming service on your third-generation Apple TV, you'll have to AirPlay content from your iPhone or iPad. This comes after YouTube announced similar plans starting in March, where the YouTube app for the third-gen Apple TV will be removed, with the company encouraging users to use AirPlay instead. Neither of these changes affect the Apple TV HD or the Apple TV 4K, which run on tvOS and have a dedicated app store. The affected third-generation Apple TV was first introduced in 2012. In related news, as of a week or so ago, the CBS All Access and Showtime bundle with Apple TV Plus is no longer available. Apple launched this bundle just 5 months ago in August, offering TV Plus, Showtime, and CBS All Access for $10 per month. And although not officially confirmed by either Apple or Viacom, it doesn't seem like Paramount Plus will be offered as an Apple TV channel inside of the TV application. This means that customers will instead have to download a third-party Paramount Plus app from the App Store to access CBS content going forward. We saw a similar timeline of events play out when HBO launched HBO Max in May of last year, and in the process stopped using Apple TV channels altogether. So unfortunately, this means that the channels offering of the TV application is getting smaller by the day. Apple TV channels typically offer a better user experience for customers because they allow them to pay through their Apple ID and watch natively inside of the TV application without being bounced around to different third-party apps. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.